Blog Talk Radio.
For what he's done, come on, worship the Lord with me tonight. Worship the Lord. Come on, worship the Lord. Listen, saints, forget about Beverly. Forget about what I got on, and let's just let God have his way in here. Let's bless him. Some of you haven't given God the glory. Some of you haven't given him the honor, and you know that he's worthy of all the praise. Oh my God, some of you are sitting here and you're looking at, amen, what you're spending and who you see. Don't worry about who you see. But forget about all that and say, I come to glorify God. I come to lift him up. I come to bless him. Because he's worthy of all the praise. Listen, if you don't have anything yet to think about, about. I want you to think about when God healed your body. If you don't have anything else to think about, I want you to think about when God raised you up and brought you out of a situation that you didn't even know you were coming out. And you know you can praise Him tonight. I want everybody to lift your hands right now and just take this few moments to worship God with me. I want you to let the Lord know that you love Him. Let Him know that you bless His name. Let Him know that you care. Let Him know that while He's sitting on the right side of His Father, interceding for you and I, that you are going to worship Him so till He rises up off His throne and looks down and says, look at my children. Look at them blessing me. Look at them worshiping me. Look at them giving me the glory. Look at them giving me the honor. They're not looking at man, but they know that I'm worthy. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on. Lift your voices with us.
Praise Jehovah on this evening. Oh, come on, lift up your voices. Lift up your voices and bless Him. Lift up your hands. Don't be ashamed. Lift up your hands and give Him glory. Exalt the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. For truly He is worthy. Good evening and God bless you. You have tuned into Tehillah Worship. This is Pastor Joffrey Hook. It is my pleasure to be your servant again on this evening. We will take some time to just pray, to meditate on His word, to seek His face, to press into His presence, to reflect on His goodness. And this is just a short program where some days I might lead you and other days I might just let you get into the presence of the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit be your guide. Because ultimately we want to be mature disciples, faithful and in tune with the ebb and flow of heaven. And so tonight, just like every other night that we do this, every other Sunday night that we do this, I want you all to get in tune with the presence of heaven, with the cadence of God's heart, and to praise Jehovah any way you know how. And so I invite you on this evening to let the Holy Spirit be your guide and spend some time with Him. Prepare yourself for the ministry that lies before you. And so with that, let us just begin in a word of prayer. Our Father, our kind Savior, we exalt you and we glorify you, praising you for all of the wonderful works that you have done for us, and thanking you, O Heavenly Father, for being so loving and being so kind toward us. This day that you have made, we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We choose to bless your name. We choose to tell you thank you. We choose to celebrate you. We choose to lift you up, to magnify you, to glorify you, and exalt you, O God. And so we do this now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. Touch those that are listening, God, those under the sound of my voice on this day and every day, oh God. Meet their needs, God. Speak to their situations. Manifest your glory. Manifest your glory, oh heaven, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you begin to meet needs. I pray, oh Heavenly Father, that you undergird. I pray that heaven begins to intercede, overshadow, and just invite and invade yourself in their space. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you hear the cries of your beloved, and your response is, here I am. Your response is, yea and amen, oh God, and we thank you for it. We praise your name. God, I give you blessings. I give you glory. I give you honor. And we do it as the body of Christ, God, in the name of Jesus. You are worthy of praise. And we bless you. In Jesus' name. So I say to each and every one of you that we do this every week. We spend some time and just take some time to be in meditation in his word. I invite you to find a comfortable place in your home, in your car, wherever you may be. Just relax yourself and press back into his presence. I invite you, if you went to church today, this Sunday, that you get the notes from the sermon, or if you just got a word in his scriptures that you want to read to meditate over, I invite you to do that. I am going to read a passage of scripture for you out of 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter. If you would allow me to read just a few verses, about maybe 10, 12 verses, if you will. But 1 Samuel chapter 8, and it reads, "And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. The name of his firstborn was Jael, and the name of his second Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after and took bribes. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel on the ramp. And said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king, judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel, and they said, Give king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of thy people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Verse 18. And he shall cry out. Let me go back to verse 9. And now therefore hearken unto thy voice. Howbeit yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. Verse 18. And ye shall cry out in that day because of the king which ye shall have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, Nay, we will have a king over us, then that we also may be like all the nations, and our king may judge us, and go out before us, and fight our battles. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, Hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, Go ye every man into his city. I lay that word before you on this evening as we begin to enter into our time of meditation, of intercession. You may have something you want to pray about, pray for. You may have something you just want to lay before the Lord on this evening. Or you may just want to spend time in his presence and allow him to speak to you. I invite you to do that now. This is our time of meditation. Quiet time in his presence. This is Tehillah Worship. I just want to repeat that passage of scripture in 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, verse 7. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Let us become a people who allows God to reign over us and not reject him.
Yes, we welcome you here. Yes, we welcome you here. Somebody tell them in your own words, we welcome you. We welcome you not just in this place, but we welcome you in our hearts, and we welcome you in our minds, and we welcome you in every situation. We welcome you in every circumstance. We welcome you back to your home, God, the temple or where you should dwell. God, we welcome you back to the churches. We welcome you back to the city. We welcome you back to this nation. God, we welcome you back to the earth. We warmly welcome you here. Okay.
in spite how I feel. Oh, 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 oh. And I am depending on your word revealed. You your way.
Father, this is the generation of them that will seek your face. And Father, we didn't come tonight for flesh to get any glory, but we came tonight from you, God, to magnify the name of our Father. So
yes,
Father,
yes,
tonight
yes.
We don't extend to you our hands.
As we come to the end of another episode of Tehillah Worship, this is a call and a cry to any and every individual that has at once rejected God. You're thinking about rejecting God, not rejecting a pastor, not rejecting a spiritual leader, not rejecting a church, but you are thinking about rejecting God. And I pray, I encourage you, I just reach out to you and ask you to think about it again. Who would you rather reign over you? Who would you rather lord over you? Who would you rather have authority over you? Man or an eternal and supreme and divine being? An infallible, perfect creator. An almighty and an awesome God, with whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of turning, in whom there is no weakness, nor impotence. Who do you want to serve? And so I pray that you take this time to welcome him into your life. Welcome him into your home. Welcome him into your little corner of the earth. Welcome him into your finances. Welcome him into the life of your children. Welcome him into your marriage. Welcome him into your wounds. Welcome him into your hurts. Welcome him into your fears. Welcome him into your pain. I pray that you welcome him. Merciful and mighty God, we pray to thee on this evening that you would minister and move in the lives and in the homes and in the situations and the circumstances of these your people. That man, that woman, that boy, that girl, God, that is hearing your call, the pull upon their heartstrings, the tug upon their spirit, oh God, the message in their ministry and their mess, oh God, and their misery, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that they respond, that they hear from you, God, on this evening. Look, God, touch that soul, touch that weakness, touch that wound, oh Heavenly Father, touch that brokenness, oh God, touch that divorce, God, touch, Heavenly Father, that sadness, Lord God, that depression, that sorrow, God, touch, Heavenly Father, that hurt and hateful and horrible memory, oh God, touch in the name of Jesus. May your anointing, may your healing balm and your salve, oh God, just be smeared over that situation, Heavenly Father. And I pray in the name of Jesus that where they were once wounded, where they were once bruised, where they were once abused, God, that you would heal, that you would mend, that you would make whole in the name of Jesus. God, I encourage that person that needs you and doesn't realize they need you or doesn't want to accept that they need you, God, but they're at the end of their rope and they have nothing left but you. And sometimes that's just a real situation. And I pray that they come to the knowledge, come to the understanding, come to the acceptance that you are God and besides you there is none other. There is none like you. God, make a move. Work a move in their situation, in their circumstance. Minister unto their hearts and into their minds, into their souls. And we thank you and we bless you. And it is in Jesus' name. Amen. God, I pray for these people that have listened, oh God, that you would bless them in this week that lies ahead of them, God. Shape their ministry for something great. Shape, God, in the name of Jesus, the very words that are in their heart, the words that are in their belly, the testimony that is in them, that it will bless them and bless others. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We have come to the end of another episode of Tehillah Worship, and I pray that it blessed you. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you. Thank you for holding on. thank you, thank you, thank you for not giving up when it was hard on you, when life was hard, the winds were blowing. Thank you for not giving up, for not quitting, for not throwing in the towel, for not pulling the trigger or slitting the wrist. And that's real, for not taking those pills. Thank you for not doing it. I pray God's best blessings be upon you. I pray that you feel his heavenly embrace around you. And I pray that your head would be lifted up. I pray that you would be encouraged. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And you are welcome and free to join me again next week. Same time, same station. God bless you. This was Tehillah Worship. Thank you for joining me. Have a blessed week.